think the Senate Adult Committee have done the right thing. The NDDC was actually set up to carry out development. And as a policy document for NDDC, they find out that most of the money the IMC spent were not actually meant for the purpose at which the money was budgeted. And as such, for instance, telling the IMC to refund all the money paid to staff, we support it because in the first place, if it's not supported from the policy point of view that such money should be given to staff and such money were appropriated to staff, it becomes fraudulent. And as such, if it becomes fraudulent, they are supposed to refund the money to the commission for appropriation for projects to be executed. These funds are meant to execute projects for the development of Niger Delta region. And we find out that there are a lot of diversion. Now, if the Senate Adult Committee find out after their investigation that these funds we are talking about were not properly managed, and they have asked the IMC to refund the money, I think the good governance supports such a move.
Some people are suggesting that telling them to refund the money might not necessarily serve as a deterrent in the fight against corruption, and that they should also be prosecuted in this case. What is the stance of your organization?
In the course of this investigation and the course of this development, it's expected that they have found one thing. And I think a severe punishment should be given to those corporates to serve as a deterrent to others who might in future be appointed to also manage the affair of NDDC. I am in support of that. They have to give them severe punishment according to the law of the nation. That is our stance.
Now, Jefferson, the panel also recommended that henceforth or moving forward, the NDDC should report directly to President Muhammadu Buhari and ask that the president dissolves the IMC or the Interim Management Committee and set up a board for the commission. What is your reaction to that?
There people are always suggesting the way forward. I think if the NDDC Act had to be repealed or had to be amended, you can only get that suggestion, can only get result for that suggestion when the NDDC Act is amended. I believe people have their opinion to whatever that is happening. A lot of persons are saying the NDDC should report it to the president. But I also put it to you that may not also solve the problem we are having today. Take, for instance, what we are seeing in APC-led government today. There are a lot of issues also emanating from the presidency. So when you also look at it from that perspective, it is not also a solution. But these things have to be documented, have to be gazetted. It is thought that the NDDC Act have to be amended and call for the public hearing of every individual to bring in their input for final decision to be passed to law. That will serve better. But I'm not also in support of the NDDC reporting to the presidency.
Why? Because some people are suggesting that reporting directly to the president will ensure that a spotlight is placed on the NDDC to ensure this recurring allegations of corruption do not crop up again.
Do you think reporting to the president will solve the issue? Are there no issues with NMPC? NMPC is at the report directly to the president. Are there no also issues? So what I think is the standardization of the country, and also what I also suggest to be done is that a separate entity, or let me say someone, a technocrat, should be appointed to manage this NDDC instead of this politician. Just imagine you are bringing a professor because of political interest to manage a commission of such nature. It calls for consent. So to me, reporting to the presidency may not also 100% solve the problem. It's a system issue, and that the system has to find a way to deal with it. That is our position. There are a lot of technocrats, there are a lot of experts who can handle positions, who can handle such organizations. The president should look for such, coupled with the NC policy and act, and I believe things will go well, smoothly.